whispering together unto Him.
Amen. We're gathering together unto Him.
Amen.
And He's the Word.
Amen.
And if you'd like turning your scriptures, good to see everybody out. If you'd like turning your scriptures, turn to Job 33, and then we'll go to Hebrews 9. Job 33 and Hebrews 9. Good to see each one with us. It's good to see our brother back there with us. I don't know where he's been here before, but if he has, then we say to you, welcome again. But we always just say you're part of us when you're here once. But if you're a visitor with us, we're glad to have you. And I'll just fellowship with us around the word of the Lord. Job makes an outstanding statement. I mean, it's in Job here, but it's Elihu that's talking to Job. Now, we know Elihu was the fourth man that came to Job. He had three comforters, you know, that came to him and condemned him and beat on him and everything else. But when Elihu came, Elihu represented Christ, like the fourth man in the fire, you know, with the children, Hebrew children, you know, and all like that. See, Elihu represented Christ. All right, if you want that, Brother Branham said it on the Prophet Brings His Message, book 1, page 51. But now, I want you to listen to Elihu, which is Christ. Now listen to what he says. And if you'll read through the writings there, or the things that Elihu says, you'll hear him saying one time, he says, "Now, I'm young, but don't despise my youth." You know, because evidently this natural man that come to Job was a young feller, you know. And his name was Elihu, but in a scriptural sense, he was typing Christ. See? Now listen to what he says. He says, "Wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue hath spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of uprightness, of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life.
Thank you, Father.
If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me, stand up." You know, in other words, statue of perfect man. Get up, stand up, you know. Quit playing around. Quit crying and all. Listen to what he says. Verse 6. "Behold, I am according to thy wish in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay." Now he said, "I am." Listen. "Behold, I am according to thy wish." You remember Job wanted to talk to God?
Right.
You remember the book of Job? That's what he wanted. He thought, well, if they could just find a door, I could go knock on it and go in, you know. And he said, "I see the flowers. They die and they come back. I see the trees die and they come. I see man lay down and die and give it up to the ghost." He said, "But now I just love to go to the Lord and just talk to him." Now here's Elihu coming to it. And he said, "I'm in God's stead." Now that's, I want you to keep that in mind now, that he's in God's stead. It'll take a little while maybe to get to it, and you bear with me if I'll try not to be lengthy tonight, but I may be a little, and I want to get this part here on tape to you, but it's like I said, I'm going to hold it from the public, because if I may say a few personal things, it won't be anything new to you.
Bless.
But it may be something you had never thought of in the right order, and all, and you know. So maybe we can say a few things, but I'll just withhold it because there's no need of letting people just pick you to death.
Right.
All right, Hebrews 9, verse 16. "For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator."
Right.
All right, now listen, who's it talking about now? What's it speaking of? Jesus Christ had to die.
Right.
He is the testator.
Right.
All right. It says, "For a testament is a force after men are dead. Otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth."
Right.
Yeah. Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. "For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkle both the book and all the people, saying, This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission.
Right.
Now remember the story. In the Old Testament, the sins were not remitted. They were covered by the blood of bulls and goats.
Right.
Now, man's sins was covered, pushing it to Calvary. Everything went to Calvary. See, then without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins.
Alright?
See, that's what I want you to think on. But I wanted to read that where that when that you'll do it. I was going to write it on the board, but I didn't think of it in time. But you write it on your notes that Brother Dale is putting that the blood of Jesus Christ remits our sins.
Right.
So after a while when I say something, you better remember what I'm saying. Don't accuse me of something I'm not talking about tonight now. Don't accuse me of fanaticism. I believe in the Word of God.
Amen.
Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins, and only sins can be remitted through the blood of Jesus Christ. See, I said remitted now. See, you could have them pushed, moved.
Right.
All right? The Old Testament, it just kept moving them. Every time they offered that sacrifice, every time they gave that blood, it just kept pushing that to Calvary.
Right.
Pushing it to Calvary. Pushing it to Calvary. Because it couldn't remit it. He couldn't do away with it.
Right.
Only the blood of Jesus Christ could remit those Old Testament saints of what they'd done. No matter how much they repented, no matter what was done, it couldn't be taken away. It could only be covered until a time could come that he could remit it. All right. Lord Jesus, we ask you now that you just come and take over and just have your way, Lord. Because you know our thoughts are not clear as to which way to approach what I believe you've tried to reveal unto us for years, Lord, that we're walked in your word and we've come to a place that we can see you. Just forgive our sins now and bless us. Bless the people that hear the tapes. And as they hear, then may they be cautioned as they go through the message and listening to the tape to always remember to write down that scripture in Hebrews 9 that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. And Lord, just keep our thoughts in that mind, in that channel now as we proceed in your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Now this would be message number 10 on matching pieces, and just put another title to it, put let's put it this way. Don't write this on the tape part of it, but this is the thought. Just put instead on it. That'll be fine. But I want to ask you a question. Can a man forgive sin?
Amen. Scripture says.
All right. Can a man forgive sin?
Right.
No. That's going to be the thought. Can a man forgive sin? Now, I don't have no rabbit in a hat or extra things left over or something running around to try to hand out tonight. I've got the scriptures.
Blessing.
And the prophet's message.
Blessing.
All right. Now, I could have approached this in a form that would maybe, the reason I was just withholding it, because some people would think that was what I'd be doing to do a lot of things. And I can quote you the prophet on it, even to where he says on page 3 of Marriage and Divorce that a pastor is actually an intercessor.
Yeah.
Why he put it that way, I don't know. Why he didn't name the other ministries with it, I don't know. I don't understand that. I'm just truthful. There's a lot of things I don't understand. But I'm going to be real slow now, and I want you to think as we go along, but I don't want you to never forget what I just read. And you go through the tapes and listen to it. And remember, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. All right? But I want to ask you a simple question. Can a man forgive sin?
That's right.
how was it that Jesus could forgive sins before he died? See, you ask me a lot of questions. I'm asking you some questions, see, to get you to thinking in the right channel. Jesus Christ could forgive sins before he died.
That's right.
Now let's just read the scripture, Luke 5. Let's read the scripture and just see if he did. What I said, I'm going to be slow because I want you to get what I'm talking about. I want you to see it and see that it's in the scripture. Now, he could forgive sins. That's why I wanted you to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I ask you to keep on reading it until, you know, because here, so I don't know really how long ago it's been that I saw this part on what I'm going to try to get across tonight. But I wanted you to read it because I want you to see it's scriptural. Anything's not scriptural, there's no need of basing nothing on it.
Right.
You know, I mean, our hopes or anything. Right. But let's look at the scripture now. We all know it, but let's look at it. Luke 5, verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. And when he saw their faith, now he didn't say anything about the man's faith or anything. He said, when he saw their faith, he saith unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Now listen, he said, thy sins are forgiven thee. So before the blood was shed, this one could forgive sins. Yeah. Now listen as we go on. And the scribes and Pharisees begin to reason, saying, who is this man which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Listen to it. And when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answered and said unto him, what reason ye in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, rise up and walk. Now he said, which would be harder to say, you know. Your sins are forgiven, or raise up and walk. So raise up and walk, for him to raise up and walk, the man get up and walk away, is the same as to say, thy sins be forgiven thee. Okay? Now that lays it back then that you're looking at a point. But now watch him. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon the earth to forgive sins. He saith unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy couch, and go into thine own house. Now he said the Son of Man had power to forgive sins. Years ago, Brother Mamelis made a statement. He said, people talking about these parousias and coming of the Lord's and Son of Man's and things. He said, I have a right to expect certain things if that's true. I believe we do have a right to expect certain things if we're going to claim that the Son of Man is here. Now, we've all talked about the Son of Man. We've all preached about the Son of Man. We've eat it and slept it and walked it and talked it over the years since 1984, because that was what I was on when most of you came, right? Now, we've been talking on the Son of Man ever since then. All right? Now, then listen. It would have to come to a place somewhere to match the pieces that if the same ministry's here, and I've been on it now for quite a while talking about the same ministry, well, the same life, same power, same sign, same everything. And you've been going along with it and at least listening to it. So what think ye of these things? Why reason among yourselves of whether these things be true or not? See, am I quoting scriptures?
Right.
Amen. Yeah. Blessed is he that's not offended in thee, in this. The prophet said, blessed is he that knows God has come in this.
Amen.
Huh? Now that's the way he put that scripture. So now I want you to think about it. He said the Son of Man. Now watch when I get to it later. He didn't say the Son of God, like just to say the Son of God to forgive sin. He said the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sins. Did you notice in your readings that he would even say, if you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that he even said that the Father judged no man, but he had put all the judgment into the Son? He judges no man before his time, etc. So the Son of Man could forgive sins before his blood was shed. Now watch now, he didn't say that he just put them aside. He didn't say that he put them under the blood of bulls and goats. You ever notice Jesus, a lot of times when he'd heal somebody, he'd say, go offer the offering of Moses. See, that would put it under the law, put everything that way. But when he's saying here, he said, the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. What if we believe the same ministry would be here? Why would be any trouble in the last days for the Son of Man to be able to forgive sins? Would there be any? If the same Son of Man is here now. I'm putting it in correct order, see. If the Son of Man is here, what would be wrong with him forgiving sins today? We're going to get to it in a minute and ask you, do you really believe the prophet's message? Yeah. But I'm wanting to lay down something. Look at Luke 7 now. And let's see something else he said. Luke 7:44. You remember who this is? This is Simon when he, you know, Jesus at Simon's house and different things was happening and all, because this is the parable of the creditors and the debtors. But then he turns to Simon and all, and he was at the Pharisee's house, you know, and the different scriptures run backwards and forth. Listen to what he said. And he turned to the woman and saith unto Simon, see thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, now listen, he said, I say unto thee, Simon, her sins, which are many, are forgiven.
Amen.
For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he saith unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Now then do we realize that he could forgive sins. See, we could use the situation of saying, and it's true, don't misunderstand me, we could say, well, he could forgive sins because he was God. But now, I just read you the scriptures where he made the earthly connection to a human element, that human element of the Son of Man said that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Now this same Son of Man still talking to this woman, he forgives her sins. Catch him in adultery, you know, and all like that, and things that happen now in the gospel that you've been reading about. Catch him in adultery, go out and say, who are your accusers? He said, neither did I condemn thee, go and sin no more. See, you could just lay on the situation, what I'm saying. You just lay on the thought, well, God can forgive sins, and that was God. Now, he didn't say it that way, because he said, the Father hath put all judgment into that person that dwelt on earth we call Jesus. And he said he'll judge no man before the time. He put it all into him. And here he is forgiven sins. And the blood hadn't been shed. The blood hadn't been shed.
Right.
Okay, now. Would you write this down and keep your thought with it now? Sure, we know he was God. But this was the alive Word. Now remember that thought, see? This was the alive Word that was forgiving sins. Because the Son of Man, I've taught you before on it over and over, we've been going over it for years, the Son of Man is the alive Word. Alright? So it's the alive Word that forgives sins. Or would it be hard again to realize that in the last days that the Son of Man could be on earth again? We all confess and believe that we are in the days at least of the Son of Man. Luke 17:30, when he's to be revealed or whatever, you know, you want to go to or scriptures that was present with the prophet being here. But see, the alive Word was what was forgiving their sins. The Son of God, the Creator, we was talking about Sunday,
right,
living in a human vessel,
right,
called the Son of Man,
right,
which would have made him the alive Word,
right,
dwelling on the earth.
Amen.
And he turned around and he said, I forgive your sin.
Right.
Would it be a problem again in the last days to hear that? Would we stumble at it? Even if we don't stumble at it, do we understand it?
Right. Oh my.
Do we understand what's happened in our day?
Come on.
Now listen, do we believe that the same ministry has to be here again? Do I need to go back over them again when the prophet said the same ministry had to be here that was on earth 2,000 years ago in the flesh called Jesus Christ? That same ministry has to be here or there won't be a rapture. Now, is that true?
Right. I believe it.
Alright. Now, he's the one that said it. See, none of us didn't have enough sense to. That's just the best way to say it, because that just cuts out everything, you know. I mean, that cuts intellects or dumb intellects, either one. Worst intellect in the world is a third grade education person. Because they ain't got enough sense to know when they're whipped. An educated person knows when they're whipped. Yeah. But now think about it. Can a man forgive sins? Can a man forgive sins? This is where I wrote it. He can if he's the Son of Man. Now, is that what we believe we ought to be?
We ought to be. Amen.
Did the prophet say the bride would be the Son of Man?
Right. Amen.
And be the fullness of the Godhead bodily?
Right.
Then why would we stumble like Sunday when I was trying to get the point to us? Would we stumble to the point of thinking that we are the Creator? Now the human flesh of Jesus didn't claim anything.
Right.
Is that true? He said, I can't reveal nothing to you. The human flesh said, I can't do none of these things. I can't do nothing.
Right.
Well then, you surely wouldn't stumble when Brother Dale would talk about the fullness of the Godhead bodily being in the entire bride and get your flesh involved, would you?
Oh my.
You know. Because that's what's done around the message and went into polygamies and things.
Right.
So you know that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something else being here that's the Son of Man, not me and you, the human vessel out here, but it has to have somebody to work through.
Right.
The prophet said that the devil is helpless without somebody to work through. He said the Holy Spirit is that way. He has to use somebody. Then can a man forgive sins? Do you believe that he gave the church the right to forgive sins? All right, let's read that so we'll just make sure and get everything on tape. See, Matthew 16. Do you believe he gave the church the right to remit sins? Okay. Matthew 16, verse 13. Then Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter saith unto him, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." In other words, my own flesh didn't reveal it.
Amen.
Right. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now what was that? What's the church built on? A divine revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, not on the human vessel Jesus, neither is it built on Peter. The prophet said, "Let me stand between the Protestants and the Catholics and say it's built on the revelation of who Jesus Christ was."
Right.
Who was he? The alive Word.
Amen.
He was the living Word.
Hallelujah.
He was the Creator, living Word.
Come on.
He was the Logos, the Theophany, the all of God.
Amen.
Now listen to what he says in verse 19. "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shalt be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now that he gave the church. The right to bind and loose. Okay? Give them power to bind, retain, you know, loose, remit. All right? The Son of Man gave the church that power,
right,
that authority,
right,
you know, how you want to say it. My words may be off, but he gave them the authority to remit or to retain. Yeah. Now, if he gave it to the church, somewhere he has to back that up. But Brother Dale, the Catholic Church took that and the priest, he comes out and he forgives the people's sins. The prophet said that's wrong.
Amen.
But he said, now if you want to come the scriptural way, he said, then we'll remit sins. He said, if you want to do that, then the water's waiting on you.
Come on.
Did you ever notice in the scripture there that it does say repentance and remission of sins is in the name of Jesus Christ? Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Now we know the water baptism doesn't remit the sins. That's an outward act of an inward work that's already taken place. Right. See, we're not Church of Christ that believes in water baptism under regeneration. Right. But he did say that repentance and remission would be in his name.
Right.
Okay. Now the prophet said, if that's true, he said the water's waiting, come and let's do it. Then what remits your sins? Repentance and faith in what God has done.
Right.
Repentance and faith in what God has done. See, because we're on the other side of the blood.
Right.
It's already been shed.
Right.
Right. But now think with me. You say, well, Brother Dale, what are baptism and repentance and remissions and all like that? So I can see that. Well, I hope you can, because that's what the prophet said. But then he said that there was something withholding or holding against us. There was something holding against us. That was our marital problems. And he said, someday, somewhere, that'll have to be reckoned. All right? And they said to Brother Branham on page 25, it's the rising of the sun, I'll read it in a few minutes. They said, Brother Branham, you forgive their sins. Now you remember what he said. See, I'm making this three times to where it'll make sure you'll understand it. I told you in the beginning, when we started, I said it was the alive word that could forgive sins before the blood was shed. Alright? Now here we come with a situation that the prophet said, quoting off of Marriage and Divorce, we're in this scruple because of misinterpreted theology, etc., coming down. And he said, because of a supernatural revelation, because of the opening of the seven seals, I say unto you, go home as you are. And now listen, it doesn't matter whether you've ever been married. We've been through those things, what constitutes a wedding sometimes. We all, A-L-L, all needed the grace that went with marriage and divorce. Now, there's nobody in this building remitted from that. All of us. Anybody hears this tape? I'm talking about you. You said, well, Brother Dale, I didn't have a marriage and divorce problem. Yes, you was, because you was married to Adam, and that's organized religion. And that's identically the same thing, because the prophet couldn't tell the difference on Brother Blyer, whether it was the spirit of adultery, or whatever he'd been running around on his wife, or whatever, but he found out he'd been running around with a church. So let's don't nobody crow, let's just remember who we are.
Right.
And ask God for forgiveness. Yeah. All right. But isn't it odd that a man could say, where did that come from? Yeah. He says on page 48, marriage and divorce, he said, now Paul found his people in this condition, and he said, I say unto you, and said, God honored that. And he said, Moses found his people in that condition, and said, he said unto them, in other words, I forgive you. Come on, do you think that away? Paul said that to the people, I forgive you. I've always said, man, that fella, he had a lot on his shoulders. I don't want it on mine. He had a lot on his. He said, you'll be judged by my gospel. Now, that was how stern a man he was. Now, the prophet even refers back to it, and he gives it in Corinthians, during marriage and divorce. He said, Paul said, I say. In other words, Paul forgive their sins. Because what's the difference of saying taking your, going back to this story a while ago, he said, what's the difference of saying to the man, take up your bed and walk, all your sins are forgiven you. What's the difference? It's no difference. It's the same thing. Same results. What's the difference in saying, I forgive your sins, or saying, go home with your wife singular, I have set you free? Is it the same? See, so Moses, some people say it's not in the Bible of marriage and divorce. I differ with you 100%. The entire Bible is marriage and divorce from Genesis to Revelation. Brother Brown's whole message was marriage and divorce. He said, because of a supernatural revelation, because of the opening of the seven seals, I say unto you. And they said to him later, said, Brother Branham, said, you forgive those sins. Watch in a minute what he said about that. See, I'll read to you what he said. Huh? But listen, I'm asking you, who was that speaking? Who was that speaking? Who was it that spoke and said, I say? Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5. Who was that said that? Moses said, I say. Paul said, I say. Brother Branham said, I say. Jesus said, I forgive your sins. Now, I don't mean this wrong. I just mean it the way the only sense I got. If it worked, it had to be the same person every time.
Right.
Amen. Okay? And I believe it worked. Right. That may not be the correct language to use, but that's the best I know. You know, if it got results, if every one of them got results, and the prophet said that he granted Moses a writing of divorcement and honored that. Right. He said he gave Paul a writing and honored that. And he said, then won't he stay and honor this? See, here comes Brother Branham knowing, what was it, marriage and divorce preached in 65. But you're getting 64 on the questions and answers, and listen, if he didn't say this. He couldn't say it because God didn't tell him to. But he said, if you are spiritual and will catch it, remain as you are. And he said, if you're spiritual, you'll catch it. He knew there's going to be a grace. But he couldn't walk out there and give it until God told him. I know there's a grace for everybody in this building, but I can't tell you until God tells me. Okay? Watch that in a minute. I know there's a grace for everybody here, but I can't tell you until God tells me. Because I'd be taking it on myself. God told Paul what to do. God told Moses what to do. God told Brother Branham what to do, when to do it. He just knew the scriptures because of the opening of the seals. He knew the entire Bible. That's what he said. His fully word was revealed to him in the opening of the seals. He said, if you're spiritual, you'll catch it. He said, remain as you are. He said, God made a way before like this. Now listen to what he says here, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should henceforth live unto themselves, not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
Amen.
All right, now listen. We're supposed to be dead. In other words, is that plain enough? Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more.
Right.
What? After the flesh.
Didn't
mean he didn't know him no more at all. He knew him no more after the flesh. Listen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, he's given us the ministry of reconciliation. What is reconciliation? Bringing back, isn't it? Restoring.
Right. Oh my.
Do you mean to think that a people could have something to do with this?
Come on, brother.
I surely believe it in the ministry of reconciliation.
Right.
Now, I don't believe Luther could have brought it like is supposed to be brought. That's why he didn't. He didn't bring the race of marriage and divorce. He couldn't. Wesley couldn't bring it. Pentecost couldn't bring it. See? All of the great men that were there, none of them could bring a grace of marriage and divorce. Because it would require that the same ministry of the original would have to be there to bring forth in the ministry of reconciliation. Now we talk about that we believe we're here with the same ministry. Then it's a ministry of reconciliation.
Right.
No problem then seeing that the church can bind and loose.
Right.
Now we know for sure that it's not to say, well, I'll loose my children, but I'm going to bind old so-and-so over there because I don't like him too well. I'll zap him. See, we got a little more sense than that. Right? A lot of people's done that.
Right.
Okay? Oh, we're saved 463, but you wouldn't, so you can't be saved. See? Now, that's none of the ministry of Jesus Christ. That's nothing in the ministry of reconciliation. But now listen. To wit, that God was in Christ. In other words, to understand, you know, to set it, put it, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them.
Come on.
Now, who's he talking about there? That God was in Christ,
right,
reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses.
Right.
Right? So he could forgive them, couldn't he?
Come on, priest.
If he wasn't imputing their trespasses, he could forgive them.
Hey.
In other words, what did he say at the house of Peter, Simon Peter there, you know, when the woman was? He said, her sins are forgiven, but says yours remain.
Right.
He loosed one, bound the other one.
Right.
Why? Because he had the ministry of reconciliation. That's what he had. Well, see, I believe in the ministry of reconciliation. Like Brother Daisley and I were talking one time, you know, and he said, Brother Green told somebody something there at the church. He said, he told them, Brother Green, you're wrong on what you just said to them people. He said, Brother Davey, he said, someday you'll be sitting on this side of the table. He said, you'll see it different. Brother Daisley said, I didn't see it till I went to the other side of the table. See, because time, you know, a lot of things changes, all right? But now let's read on then. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation.
Amen.
The word.
Amen.
of reconciliation. The same ministry. The same Christ. Same power, same life, same everything. As I told you, he didn't do that to Luther and Wesley and him. You know he didn't. He done to what they could for their day and their time. Sure, they had a ministry of reconciliation. They can read that scripture and say, this is our day. Because they did. They brought people to Christ. Sure. But that was only speaking of the day that the word of reconciliation would come. The prophet said, we've got the divine interpretation with divine vindication of the word of God. Okay? Now let's read a little more. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ. You know that we're still giving some of those countries overseas, I remember one time years ago that we was giving Russia wheat and we was fighting them like crazy. We was giving Russia wheat. Why? Because an ambassador one time promised them so much wheat a year. And that can't be broke. That's the power of an ambassador.
Right.
An ambassador goes over there right now and tells some of those people, we'll give you 10 stealth bombers to put in your arsenal. They got to do it.
Right.
You can't back out on him.
Right.
You sent him. Now, we preached of ambassadors all of our life, haven't we? Right. From the little loyal ambassadors.
Right.
You know. From the Baptists coming up through and us all talking about ambassadors. Do you realize what goes, the power that goes with an ambassador?
Oh my. He has the word.
The government has to back his word. And the prophet said, we are ambassadors. And he said, God has to stand behind what we say.
Oh my.
The prophet said, be cautious what you say.
Right. Amen.
Why? Because you're an ambassador.
Come on.
Now listen to what I read to start with. Elihu said to Job, he said, Job, you have been wanting to speak to God. You and your wishes have made it known that you want to go before God with your case.
Right.
Said, these other fellows out here, y'all guys leave him alone. You know. Read Job. He rebuked them. Elihu did. He rebuked them three for getting on to Job. He said, Job had offered his sacrifice. But he said, the only thing that's wrong with him, he said, Job just don't know all the story. And he said, I've come to tell him that. Stand up, Job. And he said, I am in God's stead.
Right.
Is that what he said to Job?
Right.
You want to talk to God? Start talking, he said.
Right.
I'm in his stead.
Come on. Lord have mercy.
Elihu said, I'm in his stead. That Elihu was Christ. Read your Bible, word at Christ. I've got a lot of quotes on it where the prophet said, he took my place. He died instead of me. See, he died in my stead. He took my place. He went to hell instead of me. And what's he saying? Job, you wanted to talk to God, start talking, he said. Because I am as your wish is. I am instead of God. In other words, I am all you're going to be able to contact with, to contact God. If you want to talk to him, start talking, because ain't nobody else going to come down. God ain't going to come in a way, you know, or something else, so you're going to wait for another one. He plainly was telling him, start talking to me, stand up and get at it, because I am in God's stead. That's pretty strong. He said, well, that was easy, see, because that Elihu was representing Christ. There was a man there. let's see what Paul said. Verse 20. Listen. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead. Be you reconciled to God. Paul, that's taking a little bit too much on yourself. You was doing pretty good on bragging on him. Now you've been talking about yourself. So now you're saying that you're in Christ's stead. Come on. Paul said, in Christ's stead. In other words, instead of Christ. The word instead is 52:28 on your Strong's Concordance. It means on behalf of, or in place of, instead of, on part of, for the sake of. Webster gives you this, that it's the place of a person or thing as occupied by a successor or substitution. You know what Paul was saying to them people? He's saying, I'm in God's stead. I'm standing between you and God. I am your intercessor. No wonder they could call Brother Branham God. No wonder he always said every age done that and called a messenger God. No wonder there's people in this message that's gone off on hogwash with it, calling people believing their pastor's God. Because there is a truth to it. There is a truth to it. It's closed. See, when we're talking about instead or anything like that, we want to run back and say, oh yeah, we're talking about remission. Oh yeah, Brother Dale, yeah, that's right. Come in, Catholics is wrong on that. Where did they get that from? Where did they get that thought from to put that man there?
Right.
They got it out of the Word. Amen. Have you ever read what a man said? The Pope that wrote that decree to kill the people or make them serve God, he said that some men like Peter serve God because of will, some men like different, but said some men like Paul, taking the scripture, said some men like Paul had to be knocked down on the road to Damascus. He said, thereby some serve him out of love and we do, but some has to be forced to serve him. Said either way, the ultimate end is the same. Taking the word of God. But perverting it.
Right.
Perverting it. Right? Making it something that it's not. You see why I said, don't let this out. Send it only to the people that claim, not even to the tape people that's on the tape. Only the people that claim me as their pastor. Because there's no need of letting everybody out there get on me and beat me to death. They've done it enough. Leave this here among us. Paul said that Jesus was that mediator of the New Testament and said he didn't impute their sins. And he turned right around and said, here we are. He said, I'm standing here in Christ's stead. If you want to know anything from God, go to the prophet's message. You say, well, I'll go get it myself. Have a good time. You're out of the Word. Go on. Have a good time at it, but you're out of the Word. Brother Brown's message. Now listen, the way I'm placing it, I didn't say Brother Branham, I don't believe he was God. But he said, if you make me the Antichrist, he said, you're worse off than you would to make me Jesus Christ. He said, you'd be closer to the truth. Brother Branham's message is the revealed Word of God, and that is in God's stead. So anything we need to know, we don't have to ask God. Like Tammy Baker said, I asked God if it was all right to wear makeup, and he didn't ever say nothing. And said, so I'll just go ahead and do it. He didn't have to say nothing. His word had done said it.
Right.
God won't use vain repetitions. He don't repeat himself unless he has to for a reason for another group of people or something. He said it in his word. Read his word. His word said it. This prophet didn't take us to another Bible. He took us to the Bible to show us what the Bible said about it. See, when he come to that, don't you think that was a burden on that man's back? Carrying out all of that time waiting from the time God had spoke to him out there until he got back to Jeffersonville. He said, the devil fought me on this. Read marriage and divorce. Said he fought me on this. And they said, why? Because he was standing there knowing that he was in Christ's stead. He knew that he was holding the lives of the people in his hands, and what he said was what God would judge him by. Church, we had a message brought into us, not just Tony Lott.
Right.
This message has the power of all the Word of God. Because it is the Word of God.
Amen.
Not just the letter of it. I'll get to that in a minute.
Bless you.
But hadn't you never noticed scriptures like James 5 and 19? Where it says to lay hands on the sick. Scripture like that. And it says if they've committed any sin, then it'll be forgiven them. What's that in there for? What's the difference to say your sins are forgiven? Like I said here one time about that, what would be to Brother Colley? And I said, Brother Colley, your sins are forgiven. Or to say, by his stripes you're healed.
Amen.
See, he'd come up and I'd lay him out and say, Brother Colley, your sins are forgiven. Why, Brother Dale, I haven't sinned. He'd lose his healing just like that. Because he don't know what I'm saying. So that's what Jesus is telling them. You don't know what you're saying. What's the difference in saying your sins are forgiven and rise up and walk? But said, that you may know the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. I say unto you, rise and walk, your sins are forgiven.
Right.
See, then marriage and divorce is the very center of the entire Bible. All of the grace that was given in the Bible for all of the people who needed grace only spoke of the divine revelation that the prophet said because of the opening of the seven seals and a supernatural revelation because of that. He said, I say unto you. Now if God honored Moses and Paul, how much more is he going to honor that? See? How much more? How can we forgive sin? Come on, even though the Bible says that what you remit is remitted, what you retain is retained, how can we do it? Like I said, we just go over to somebody and say, well, I like you. You're good to me. I got $500 out of you the other day. You're good to me there, you know. You're forgiven. No. See, it ain't junk. How can a man forgive sin? How can you? Brother Brown said on page 43 of Marriage and Divorce, he said, this must be revealed unto you. Now he didn't say this everybody could have the grace of marriage and divorce, did he? What did he say? He says, this is to my followers only. You can't take the grace of marriage and divorce and go to somebody else. Somebody comes in the message and just walks in and say, hey, look, I'm messed up. Say, okay, hang on a little while. We got something maybe down the road we can talk about. But don't go start telling about marriage and divorce grace. Why? Because it's not for them.
Right.
It's only when it can be revealed.
Right. Amen.
Now, why has it been so hard all these years to talk about the revelation of God's Word? You see what I've carried and what I've tried to do and how I've tried to speak by revelation from God's Word. I haven't taught you Tommy Rots and ups and downs and ins and outs and little sugar tits or something you can suck on. I've tried to teach you the Word of God from the A to Z. To things that other people would not even touch, wouldn't even talk on. Why? Because if you get the revelation of it, sins is remitted by revelation.
Right.
It takes a revelation of justification to remit your sins.
Right.
You got to know what happened.
Right.
Well, I doubt it happened.
Right.
So, well, I don't know what happened to me. Don't you know when you repented? Don't you know that you asked God to forgive you? Don't you know that God come back and gave you a feeling or a sensation or a thought or something back to you? An experience or something happening? A movement even among you? Let alone what you could read in the Word.
Right.
But see, it's got to be revealed to us.
Right.
That's why right there in those Gospels, I ask you to read it over and over. Right there is God Himself made manifest. If you want to see it, look in the Gospels. There's God to where He forgave sins. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. He cast out devils. He done everything in the Gospels.
Right.
Even wrote about Him raising from the dead.
Right.
And the appearing after His resurrection is in the Gospels. Opening the understanding of the apostles on the road to Emmaus after His resurrection is in the Gospels. The sixth seal of Revelation 24 is in the Gospels. The prophet said, see, there is the, He, Jesus, put Him in the, how did it, something about, He put Him in the Word. He said, there in Matthew 24, it's in the Word. He said over here in Revelation, it's in symbols and things. But he said, Jesus put it in the Word. The greatest Gospels could ever be read, the greatest thing could ever be read is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and God revealed to us what that is. No wonder He could stand there and say, I am the resurrection and life. Why? Because He was the revealed Word. Is that John 1? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Amen.
That Logos, that Theophany that I talked about a long time ago, it come down finally and created a body. And He said, a body thou hast prepared me. Gave birth to a body, and that body was the revealed Word.
Right.
Living reality.
Right.
The Bible says we've handled Him.
Right.
Now that didn't mean they just got a, they did that away. It literally meant they got a hold of Him, handled it. But we know what it's really saying. See? Because that flesh was not God.
Right.
But we've handled Him who houses. We've handled Him who houses the amorphy. What would be wrong in the day now if we talk about a ministry among us?
Come on.
What would be wrong now to believe that we've handled Him?
Right.
What's wrong to look at each other with that way of thinking about that we are brothers and sisters in Christ?
Right.
What would be hard for somebody to walk up to you and say, in Christ's stead? Paul said, in Christ's stead. Do you realize the burden that's carried when you're standing and walking here under the load of preaching the Word of God, that you're either saying, I'm loosing you or I'm binding you?
Amen. One or the other. Amen.
The message I've carried over the years that I've carried either is going to loose you or bind you. That's to my own children, to my grandchildren, to everybody that's here. What I'm carrying is either going to loose you or bind you.
Right.
That's why the father said, stay with your pastor. He's ordained to carry you through. Turn around and say, now if he's off the word, get away from him and find him another one. Now that's the way he said it. See, we don't lay on junk. Well, you got to stay with me because I'm your pastor. And he said, I got the little area. This is my junk.
Right.
He said, if you don't stay with the truth, find you another one that will.
Come on.
Why? Because the word is what's ordained to carry you through.
Right.
The revealed word, that's what I've tried to preach to you all these years. I've tried to preach to you the word of God, the word that could be revealed to you. Because I don't have anything to tell you. I couldn't tell my own wife, honey, I forgive you. I couldn't do that. As much as I'd love my children, I couldn't walk up to them and they'd say, Daddy, I've done wrong this way to the Lord. Will you forgive me? I can't do that. You can't do it for me and I can't do it for you. Brother Brown couldn't do it for nobody. Billy Paul come to his daddy and say, Daddy, tell me about marriage and divorce. He better leave it alone. Billy was after him constantly about it, he said, trying to get him to talk to him on marriage and divorce. He said, Billy, leave it alone. He said, they're my own son sitting there messed up. But think of the things that went on the shoulders of a man that finally had to walk out there one day and he said, God met me up yonder in the mountain at a pillar of fire. Now watch him. He didn't say because of the pillar of fire met him in the mountain. He was just telling us that. He said, he told me to come here and tell you this. But what did he say it was on? When he got to the end, when he gave his grace, what did he put it on? Not the pillar of fire that met him in the mountain. He said, because of an opening of the seven seals and a supernatural revelation because of that. He said, I say unto you. He said, go home as you are. And said, God will make a way. What was he saying? The revealed word is telling you that. Come on. What was he saying? Let's see if that's what he said. Now listen to all of what he said here. On page 25, it's the rising of the sun. He said, I heard it. That doesn't mean he's got eternal life, see. He that understandeth my word, he that is an eagle. But Brother Branham, I want more scripture for that. All right, my sheep hear my voice. A stranger, they won't follow. Now listen. As in the marriage and divorce case the other day, when the Holy Spirit had told me that, I come, said it just the way he told me. Some minister lady gave me a right sharp little bawling out. She said, I guess you take the place of God. I said, no ma'am. Said, well, you told them their sins forgiven. Said, well, said, only God has power to say. Another Pharisee. Wasn't that what they said back there?
Right. Right.
Wasn't that exactly what we started reading?
Right.
They said, you're a man forgiving sins. Only God can. He said, another Pharisee. I said, you see, that you might know that Jesus told Peter and the apostles after he had the revelation of who he was and told them. Now listen. Read this over and over when you get home. I said, you see, that you might know that Jesus told Peter and the apostles after he had the revelation of who he was and told them. Now, after he had the revelation of who he was and told them, listen, told him, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. He said, blessed art thou, see, son of Jonas, flesh and blood never revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed it. Upon this rock I'll build my church. The gates of hell can't prevail against it, and I give unto thee the keys. Whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. What you loose on earth, that's that divine revelation of the Word made flesh. Now listen. If it was flesh in that day by the Son, the groom, it's of flesh today by the bride. Whosoever sins you remit, to them they are remitted. Whosoever sins you retain, to them they are retained. Now the Catholic Church picked that up and taken it to the priest, but that's carnal. Watch, it was the spiritual revealed word that did it.
Right.
Did you hear what he said? He said it was the spiritual revealed word that forgave their sins, because that lady was after him about forgiving sins. What did he say, forgive their sin? The spiritual revealed word.
That is today.
Alright? The spiritual revealed word. That's why he said on marriage and divorce, this has got to be revealed to you. See, it wasn't for everybody. It was only the people that were sitting there or those later that would hear it, that it could be revealed to them.
Amen.
He said, well, I've read marriage and divorce and I was all messed up and I thank God for the grace. I've heard that till it's made disgrace.
Oh, my.
It's the spiritual revealed word that forgives your sins.
Right.
When you say it and say, well, now, I'll lay hands on Brother Collie, I'll pray for him. And I'll ask God to heal him. He catches that. He says, hey, man, God has told you to do that. You're doing it in the Word. That's the spiritual revealed Word. It'll forgive his sins just the same as it'll heal him.
Amen.
See, that's what the spiritual revealed Word does for you.
Amen. I believe that.
It'll heal his body and forgive his sins when it's revealed to him, not when it's revealed to me.
Amen. I believe that.
See, when Brother Branham gave the grace of marriage and divorce, it's only for those who can accept it by revelation and know what it's about. See, people come right off the street into the message. Oh, ain't it great that we're forgiven of all of our sins?
Oh, my.
Brother Dick said you got to know you're a sinner before you can be saved.
Right.
Yeah. Let's don't play with the message to make it disgrace.
Right.
It's the spiritual revealed word that'll set you free.
Right.
Yeah. See, a lot of people, it's never been revealed to them what the prophet done. You say, well, here's people that's done this, done that, done this, done that. I had the prophet preach marriage and divorce grace. You say, well, it don't look like there's any hope for them. Well, it didn't look like there's much hope for David either.
Come on.
Let's don't be the hypocritical Pharisee that sits back in our little chairs of love and says, you know, oh, I'm glad I didn't do like so and so. I'm glad I haven't been messed up. The prophet said, Pharisee. That's what he called that woman. He said, a Pharisee. They said to him, I've been on it, reading it to you, trying to get you to see it. The mighty God unveiled. They said, Brother Branham, said, you people, said, y'all take the place of God. He said, that's not far out of Scripture. He said, that's what it is. Come on, I've been preaching this for a long time to try to drive to this place to say this. He said, that's what the Scripture says. You are the sons of God. If that Logos theophany has come down and made the circle back until we're fixing to walk out of here, then wouldn't it be the same as I'm bringing in Sunday afternoon? Wouldn't it be the same Creator standing upon the earth again?
Amen. Right.
The same Creator standing here upon the earth again.
Amen.
So, yeah, but I just don't see Him, Brother Dale. You know, I just don't, I can't see Him in you.
No.
What you're saying is you're too blind to get away from seeing your own self.
Come on.
I don't see him in me either.
Come on.
I'll go along with you. I don't see him in me either. But it ain't what I said. It's what he said.
Right.
If you'd ask Brother Branham when he got through giving that grace, you'd say, Brother Branham, are you a sinner? He found us sinners saved by grace.
Right.
Yeah, but you told them people they had no sins. He said, God told me to say that.
Right.
God revealed His Word by the opening of the seven seals and the supernatural revelation. Come out of that and said, I just come out here and told you what He said.
Right.
See, what would be wrong now with somebody saying that?
That's right.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, you're not Brother Branham. Well, you ain't either.
Come on.
Okay. I ain't J.R. and you ain't Sue Ellen, so let's forget the whole thing that way. I'm just trying to tell you what the Word says.
Right.
The Word says our sins are remitted.
Come on.
If we can believe what it says.
Right.
If we can believe what it says and seek God for a revelation. Because it's going to take a revelation to reveal to us that we are set free. I don't care who you are, how bad you are, or how good you are. It's going to take a revelation from the Word of God to set us free.
Right.
And only those who can get a revelation will be set free. Then the Scripture will be true. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. Which means there's no limitation. See, we want to push somebody right over the edge of hell and just dangle them out there, you know, cause us goody-goodies. Push them right on the edge of hell and just hold them just a little bit to keep them from falling.
Oh, my.
What kind of a Pharisees are we?
Come on, brother.
We're all saved by grace through faith.
Right.
We're all saved by revealing of the Word.
Amen.
Is there any difference in the good or the bad, or the bad or the good? What's the difference in it? Why can't we believe it then? Grace has been given. If God will reveal it to me, then I kind of like one scripture that I've always loved. Blessed is he to whom God will not impute sin. You mean there's somebody that God won't impute sin? That's the person that can believe it. That's not just a special person. David wouldn't. I've tried my best to get you to see that. David, what was the difference in David and somebody else over there at the same time that committed adultery? What's the difference in the two? David had an honest and a contrite heart. That's the only thing you can find. They didn't call him king. They didn't care where his king or who he was. They killed him. They didn't care where he was a priest. He was high priest. High priest died as quick as anybody died under the law. But David had an honest and a contrite heart, and he cried out. I believe it was there, it's in Psalms, I know one of them there, I believe it was, "Return to me the joy of thy salvation." For the prophet said, and even Scofield records it, he said he was coming right out of the bed with Bathsheba at that time. See, don't try to figure the Word of God out. Don't try to understand the Word of God like that by intellect. You're going to go crazy as a bat. Just believe what it says to you. You mean I can be forgiven? If the Word can be revealed to you, it can. Not church. What about all these places where they won't even preach the Word? I mean, just, you know what I'm talking about. I was thinking today, I've got two places I could preach. I'd have to go out of the United States. I've only preached in two places here in the United States for years. That's Brother Paget's and up at Brother Richard Wilson's. That's the only two places I've preached. Now, if I miss one there, forgive me, and somebody call my attention. But I had to go out of the United States. Brother Harris was sitting down there in Jamaica, and he said, "Brother Brady," he said, "you don't understand that man." He said he had to come to Jamaica to preach. He said nobody won't have him in the States. You know that's true. I don't have to tell you. I'm not throwing off on anybody. We're waiting to see. The revealed Word will bring who is supposed to be brought. But we've got to go out maybe as spearheads, a little ahead maybe. I'm not saying we're ahead of nobody, because I have never said that. Because what's the difference in a drop of water out of the ocean and the whole ocean? It's all the same. You see, I'm thinking today, I thought I'd have to go to Jamaica or even to India or Africa to be able to preach. I've never been invited to Africa, but I have to India and Jamaica. And what about somebody have to go out of the States to even be able to preach? What have I done? All I've tried to do is preach the word.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing off or bragging or doing anything. I'm just telling you, all I've ever tried to do is preach the word. Because, see, I know that the revealed word is the only thing that can forgive our sins.
Right. Amen.
The only way these children or adults, anybody, the only way you can be saved is for the Lord to reveal himself to you.
Right. Amen.
And if you don't hear, how can they hear without a preacher?
Right. That's it.
Somebody's got to bring it.
Right.
How can you accept the grace of marriage and divorce when you don't even know what it is?
Come on.
Well, the prophet said it, I believe it. That's why I read that up there to start with. He said, he that understandeth, he said, a true eagle will understand. Look what that prophet put on that right there. Listen to him. He's talking about a true eagle and understanding. He said, now, like on a marriage and divorce issue the other day. He said, some minister lady gave me a sharp ball and out. Said, I guess you take the place of God. I said, no, ma'am. He wasn't what she was saying. But there's one thing about it. What he brought was instead of God.
Right.
Right? It was in God's stead instead of God in the place of God or whatever you want to call it. That's why they take the Catholic Pope and make him. They don't believe the Pope is that God. I point up like that for an illustration. They believe he's instead of God. He is God here on earth with us instead of God. See, that's what we are to one another. I say, Brother Dick, I drew thee in God's stead. What am I saying? I'm saying God told me to tell you.
Right.
Well, listen to what he's just saying. He said, well, you told him their sins were forgiven. He said, only God has power to. He said, another Pharisee.
Right.
Now, you think that woman's sins was forgiven? Now, come on, do you think her sins were forgiven? I think her sins were retained.
Right.
Because that's what Jesus was saying to Simon Peter there.
Right.
You know, Simon. He said, her sins are forgiven. Because said she done much and loved much, but said, your sins are retained. You just done very few and won't repent. And said, they're retained. Brother Brown was actually saying to this woman right here, he said, they was forgiven, sis, but you wouldn't, said, because you're just another Pharisee. Says that's that divine what I'll bind in heaven, what you loose on earth, whatever bind on earth I'll bind in heaven, what you loose on earth. So that's that divine revelation of the Word made flesh. Listen, if it was flesh in that day by the Son, now is that the ministry back there? Then what are we talking about now? If it was flesh in that by the Son, the groom, it's a flesh today by the bride. He said what forgive them was the spiritual revealed word that did it. See, the Catholic Church says, we can just forgive you, we can just do it. He said, now come on, if you want to do it the way the Word says it, he said, come down to the water. Why? Because the spiritual revealed Word says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's the promise. That's the divine revelation from the Word of God.
Right.
Start right there in that very simplicity. Right. What would be the rest of it then? See, as Paul said, church, I say to you, I cheer thee in Christ's stead. He said, that's just too much, brother. Then we can't take that. Be ye reconciled unto God. Search God for a revelation.
Right.
Search the Scriptures daily to see if they're talking of you. Search it for a revelation and get a revelation from that word that sets you free.
Right.
Don't worry about what you've done.
Right.
See? Quit worrying about what you've done.
That's good. That's good.
What's the difference in what we've all done?
Right. Amen.
I've seen people worry about because he didn't pay $2 over there and he owed $40,000 somewhere else. Now, what good is that?
Right. Oh, my.
What good is something like that? Quit worrying about what you've done. Start seeking God to see if he can reveal to you that it's gone.
Right.
Well, how do I do that? By taking the spiritual reveal word. Now I'm going to end it up by saying what I wanted to say to you. Then why are you here? Okay. Now let that go on to 8 and you take it. What are you doing here? Why ain't you gone? Why haven't you went to some of these other places? I'm asking you, I'm putting in your lap. Why ain't you went somewhere else? Right. See, tonight you're in God's stead. Let's be reconciled unto God.
Right.
He showed us grace.
Right.
Right.
Grace is the revealed word.
Right.
Grace is the word that's revealed to me and you right. That says we're free.
Right.
Right.
And why can't we take the word?
Come on.
See? Why can't we be burden bearers for one another instead of overloaders? Because there's no good, nothing in any of us. There's no man on earth whatsoever can forgive sins.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Die, then that would eliminate Jesus that way because the flesh couldn't do it.
Right.
But that revealed word, which was that Son of Man, said your sins are forgiven to that lady and to the man of the palsy.
Right.
And I thank God that he died on Calvary to release that and give it into the church. But before he did, he told the church, he said, what you bind, I'll bind. What you lose, I'll lose.
Right.
That's still going on to this day.
Amen.
Then he sent all the way down through the ages, sent Paul and brought him, had to give a grace unto Paul. I don't understand it and can't find it. He said that deacon there messed up in 1 Corinthians. He said in 2 Corinthians, or the man there in 1 Corinthians, he said he turned out in 2 Corinthians to be a good deacon. Now I can't find that, but he said it. I believe it. There's a lot of things, Brother Branham, done I don't understand. There he was, his own son messed up and his son crying, Daddy, tell me, Daddy, tell me. He said, son, leave it alone. But after he'd married that woman, after that, him and that girl had got married, you remember, Lord, she couldn't have no children. God turned around her one day and he said, God spoke to him, Billy. He said, he took away her reproach.
Hallelujah.
She started bearing children. You tell me why Brother Branham said this himself. He said, me and her father had the wedding annulled. Now that's his words. That ain't mine quoting somebody else that he said either. He said, me and her father had the wedding annulled.
Right.
Why would he do that? He wasn't a prophet that God showed it to him to go have it annulled. He was just a human father. And as about 16 years old, too young. I'm sure glad he wasn't around me and my wife got married. But, you know. But listen, church. I was talking and more people than one told me this. Sister Hattie Wright married a homosexual. And they divorced. And Brother Branham married her to her second husband. I can't explain that. Ain't no need in you trying to. Brother John Martin was the one that they was talking and Brother Lee Vale and all of them was down in him going to try to put him out of the ministry and things like that. And Brother Branham said, leave him alone. Brother John's wife is one who had been married before. Brother Branham said, leave him alone.
Hallelujah.
If you can explain all of it, I'd like for you to, because even with all that I try to my best to understand by revelation, there's a lot of things I still don't understand. But I believe in grace, not disgrace. I believe in searching God for a revelation from His Word, because that's the only thing that can set me free from anything. That's the only thing that stops you, sis, from smoking. It wasn't the prayers of the people as much as it was the prayers of the people in faith. You understand what I'm saying? It's not that I'd go over to Brother Collie. That scripture doesn't mean I just go over and lay hands on him. Well, Brother Collie was a sinner. I'll just go lay hands on him. He ain't a sinner no more. Now, that's foolishness. He ain't that away.
Right.
It's when you accept it and it's revealed.
Right.
Then He'll set you free.
Right. Amen.
From anything.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
There's only one sin that cannot be forgiven. That's blaspheming the Holy Ghost.
Right.
The prophet of God said it's impossible for a true Christian to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. I'm glad of that.
Amen.
It's like I always quote about Paul. He said, causing people to blaspheme. But yet God forgave him. He named them off there in Corinthians and Romans and things. He'd say, this murders. He, like the brother brought the other day, talking about it there, the scripture says it, you know. The scripture plainly says, no adulteress will enter heaven. I say that with the word of God and on the word of God. No adulteress is going to heaven.
Amen.
See? No murderers going.
Right.
No fornicators, no this, no that, and you know, all kind of things. But Paul turned around one day and he said, such were some of you.
Right. Amen.
He says, now you're free.
Right.
Now you're free.
Right. Hallelujah.
See? Why? Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Right.
But listen, through the blood of Jesus Christ and the word being revealed to us, because the bride is the blood by the Spirit. Is that what the prophet said? Right. The bride is the blood by the Spirit. What's he saying? She's the revealed word. He said, she's got to be revealed also, page 75, Christ the mystery of God revealed. She's part of the mystery and got to be revealed. Revealed as what? Another God, another person?
No.
I don't preach like that. We're that same God that started this creation in Genesis, and back before the world ever begun, that started the creating. We are that same Creator. I've tried tonight to create an atmosphere around the Word.
Right.
To show you that He has spoken unto us.
Right.
He has brought His Word to set us free.
Yeah.
We've not just put it on, well, Brother Branham was a prophet, and no, we just stay with the simple things and this, that. I believe the simplicity is what I'm talking about tonight. That's so simple to me until it shouldn't even be elementary, childish unto us. The things that I spoke of tonight. Because it's what the Word says. It's what the Word says.
Amen.
It already said it before the prophet ever got here. And he couldn't bring us something contrary to it. He said, well, Brother Dale, is there any hopes for me? There's no hopes outside the revealed word. The bride is being put out of the church. And see, the rest then can only be foolish virgins and things like that. There won't be one denominational person in the rapture. Not one. Just like there ain't going to be no adulteress in heaven.
Right. Exactly right.
Same way. Same way there ain't going to be no adulterers or murderers in heaven.
Right.
Yeah. You go out here and run down the road, the prophet said, you go down the road out there speeding like everything, he says, and you hit somebody kill me, he said, guilty murder.
Right.
Now the Bible says no murderers going to heaven. Well, okay, then there ain't going to be no murderers in heaven.
Right.
You know there ain't going to be no liars in heaven.
Right.
You know there ain't going to be no thieves in heaven. So something's got to happen before we get there.
Right. Amen.
To take it away.
Right.
why can't we believe the word is here to set us free?
Right. Amen.
Why can't we accept it that way? Then look at the other person and say, I do. I look at Wade sometimes. I just grin at him. I look at him. I grin at him. I bet he wonders what in the world he's thinking. I'm thinking, oh boy, it's going to be a hard road for you. Go have your fun. Because somewhere you're coming.
Listen.
Because he's your brother Dale? No, because God's revealed it to me. That I'll be there with my offspring. Can you believe that for your children? So yeah, but I just can't believe it. Well, then I doubt you can believe for yourself. Now, am I with the prophet? Because he said, if you've got enough faith for your own self, he said, apply that to your children. See, if you don't have enough faith for your children to be able to save, then he would be telling you didn't have enough faith for your own salvation. Is that simple? Well, I can believe I'm saved because I didn't do what they're doing.
Oh my.
Pharisee.
Amen.
Hypocrite.
Oh my.
Let's get all them things out of the way and get on with the revealed word.
Amen.
See, I've always known that revealed word has had a special meaning to me. It's always had something special to me to mean the revealing of the word. And that's why Brother Dale don't do like the rest, just get some, and I don't mean it wrong, you know I'm not throwing off on nobody, but get a dime store sermon and try to bring it to you. Well, the prophet was this and the prophet was that, and we just believe this and we're in the message and we're all going and we're all got a place and we have, it's hell and we deserve it. I mean, that's what we do. We deserve it. But Brother Dale don't lay awake at night. Brother Dale don't pray and study and seek God to try to find something, just some little simple something. I don't have to do that. I could come every Sunday and preach off the top of my head off of what the prophet said. But I want to know what he wants me to tell you.
Amen.
And that's the way I treat every minister. I don't care whether I agree with him 100% or not. I treat every minister the same. If I went to a Baptist church tonight and sat down in that Baptist church, I'd treat him just exactly like I'd treat any of these minister brothers that come right here and preach from this pulpit. Because I'd look at him and I'd say, God, he's a human, but that human can speak to me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I'd say, God, use him to speak to me, because I've seen the gifts work that way through him. But then how much more is it when you're in the Word?
Right. That's it. That's the answer.
You see why I've always tried to tell you, and I tried my best to explain it years ago until it made confusion around here. I said, Brother Dale's not the pastor of this church. You remember years ago when I tried to explain that? I said, Brother Dale's not the pastor. I said, the Word's a pastor.
That's right.
We know figureheads and letters. We know who's the pastor and what goes and what's going on. We know that. But if you don't make it that way, then somebody else come up here and preach, you'd be committing adultery by listening to them. You'd be running around on me because I'd be your head. That's what gets me to all these preachers. Oh, I don't want no tapes to send to my people. And then they're out running all over the field trying to pregnate every church in the country with their doctrines. They are. But they don't want nobody to come to their church. What if it's adultery going one way, it's adultery going the other way? That's what I say, the word, when it's being brought, if it's a child bringing that word to you, that word is your head.
Hallelujah.
Because why does the Bible say a child shall lead them? The word through that child is your head just as well as it is from the highest rank of all the message. See, because it's the word. The revealed word was what that prophet was basing the grace of marriage and divorce on. He told, sure, about the pillar of fire meeting him. He said, but this is what God told me. But he said, now I say to you, because of the opening of those seven seals back down yonder and a supernatural revelation that has come out of there from 63 to 65, because 63 is when the seals broke, and it's 65 when marriage and divorce broke. And he said, because of a divine revelation, because of the opening of the seven seals, He said, then I say unto you. Well, would there be any problems with Brother Dale saying, because of the divine revelation, because of the opening of the seven seals that God has revealed to me, that I see that there's grace for all of us? If you can accept that. Now you understand what I'm saying. Not because Brother Dale said it. When you can see what I see, and I don't mean the depth, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about something like that now. I'm talking about when you see what I see, that those seals revealed to you, you'll find your place. I preached it, even showed marriage and divorce from the third seal. When you see from those seals what God is to reveal to you, from those seals, maybe by me, Brother Dean, Brother Harris, Brother Collie, you know, or anybody, or the children talking, the sisters talking. But when you see it, and God reveals to you, you'll know you're free.
Right.
Because you'll see the Antichrist ride away from you.
Right.
So if the Antichrist rides away from us, how could you go on with polygamies and ideas like that and people living in junk claiming to believe the whole message? You see what I'm saying? The Antichrist couldn't ride away from a guy that's standing over here contrary to the Word. But when he's standing on that revealed word, he ain't going to go back and keep on doing what he was doing. Do you see? Let's stand, Brother Dick. Get us a song. Do you see, Brother Tom?
Which one of them servants was in the prophet pointed out that the Greek word showed there wasn't no difference in healing, in remission of sins.
I can't remember that, but I know it's. I've got it in here to where he talks about the, you know, the bringing of the Catholic Church and how they differ with it. Right. Sins remitted like the apostles did. So let's find out. This is. Paragraph 445, Hebrews chapter 7, church, conduct order, or in that conduct order thing. I'll give it to you later. He said, let's find out what Peter did about the key. See, then we'll find out. The Bible said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, go into all of the world, whosoever sins you remit, to them they're remitted. Whosoever sins you retain, to them they're retained. And I might say it to that. Someone might not understand what I mean. Jesus said to the apostles, whosoever sins you forgive, I will forgive them too. And whosoever sins you do not forgive, I'll hold them. I will hold it against them. That's what Jesus said. Watch the Catholics push that wrong. See? All right, now that's not exactly what I'm talking about, but watch what he said now when he gets on down. Perfect strength in volume 8, book 1. And to the Catholic people here, that's what remission of sins is. You say, what? The church has power to remit sins. How did the church remit sins? Jesus did tell the church, whosoever sins you remit, to them they're remitted. Whosoever you retain, to them they're retained. How did they remit the first, the sins in the early? In the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, not under a confession booth. See, then it would be the same thing for the laying on hands. You know, now I'll find you the one you're talking about, but I don't have it here to where, in other words, the Bible plainly tells you. Whosoever sins you remit, to they're remitted, and then you do it through the blood. It's got to be through the blood. But you can have, some of them have these if you want them, and just take them and read it. All I'm trying to get you to see is the Word is right. Brother Dale don't have no grace that he can give out. But if you can believe the Word, if you can believe the Word will set you free. I wish I could. I wish I could go to everybody here and say, well, I forgive you. I forgive you in Christ's stead. I forgive you. I forgive you in Christ's stead. But I can't do it. But I can tell you in Christ's stead, let me speak the word to you, that the word has the forgiveness of all our sins. It has it. If we can accept it. But if we can't accept it, then let's don't blame nobody else. Let's just blame ourselves. But if I can accept what he said to me, I'm free. You say, yeah, but I've just done too much. I wonder how David thought about it. You know? Reckon he didn't think that? See, we don't believe in junk and disgrace and every kind of foolishness. I'm talking about the real true Word of God. But we're in this by a misinterpreted theology. Now, he didn't say that ended just because we come in the message. The message people have more misinterpreted theology on marriage and divorce than I ever heard in the Baptist and Methodist. Now, I'm saying that in truth. Ain't never been a denominational church that's mixed up on marriage and divorce as the people of this message. Never been. There's none would never do what they're doing in this message. But there's never been a grace like this message brings to set us free, Brother Dick. Go ahead. Let's just sing. You got any questions? Write them down. Because the Lord willing, I'm going to start Sunday on the questions and just be on that for a while.
And I dwell, no freedom from my sorrow I felt. But Jesus,
can you believe the word has set you free?
To be, oh, glory to
can you believe what the word
he
says?
Said, be free, he said, be free, yes, he said, be free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. Oh, glory to God, he set me free.
Now I am climbing higher.
If you could quote
today,
what I've heard a lot of you quote.
The night has drifted away.
And Brother Richard Wilson would say you're not hearing. Brother Dale, you're hearing God. If there'd ever been a message, this message tonight is by ministry. This caps off everything that I've ever believed. If you can believe the word, it can set you free. Without any limitation. But if you can't believe it, you're still bound. Pray to God for a revelation more than anything in the world.
Daily I'm working, I'm praying.
Anyone have a need?
And glory to God. I'm going through, yes, he said.
Be free, yes, he said.
Be free.
He broke the bonds of prison for me. Rebound my Jesus to see. What about it? You have a need?
God, he set me
let's
free.
Believe what the word says.
He set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm gonna rebound my Jesus to see. Oh, glory to God. He set me free.
Believe that word.
Once life was heard in prison, I dwell.
Just read it.
No freedom from my sorrow.
Not
I felt
talking about somebody else.
But Jesus came and listened to me. And glory to God. He set me free. He set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for
your name in life.
I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, he set me free.
Start rejoicing and tell him, thank you.
Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has drifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. Oh, glory to God.
That's what it says.
I'm homeward bound. He set me free. Yes, he set.
It's what the word says.
He broke the bonds of.
The word says we're free. Just say what it says.
Glory bound, my Jesus.
I've had to do that day in and day out when it wasn't revealed to me.
He set me free.
Listen, I've done it when it wasn't revealed. I know what it said.
Bound, not of this world.
I know what it said, so I just kept saying.
Around. Day
I just kept
working.
Saying it. That's me. That's mine. That's me. That's mine. That's me.
Glory to God, I'm going.
Then one day he'll just take you to the word.
Set me free. He set me free.
You'll
he
see.
Broke the bonds of prison.
Just read that word.
I'm glory bound by Jesus.
Don't worry, you'll find yourself.
Glory to God. He set me free.
Anybody else? Anybody have a need of anything?
Amen, amen.
You just read what that word says. If you want to really get into some horrible things, we'll take the word the rest of the night and show you how bad all them people were.
Something beautiful.
We'll show you how bad all them people were.
Something good.
We'll take all that's written about how bad they were.
All my.
I can't think of nobody being any worse than Apostle Paul. I don't care who you'd bring.
He
was causing them people to blaspheme God.
All I had to offer.
God looked down and said, boy,
was
you're going to have a horrible time after a while, because one day I'm going to cross your power.
Beautiful of my life. That's one
scene. Peter got down there and he said, don't even let them hang me on a cross like they hung my master. Said, hang me upside down.
Something good.
Because he denied him, he'd done every kind of thing.
All my confusion. He understood.
If you don't know what I'm saying, ask God. All I really wanted at those matching pieces was to get to say this tonight. Because right here, is where the pieces is going to match. Right here is where the ministry of Jesus Christ is going to be. And with that, there's going to be grace. With that, there's going to be deliverance. He took that word one day and he picked it up and he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
All I had to offer.
Why can't we see the Spirit of the Lord is upon this end time bride? Making her God made manifest. Living upon the earth. The same Creator God that created all things.
Something good. All my confusion. He understood. All I had to offer him was broken.
We've been down to the potter's house, haven't we? And he's took us. And a lot of times, you know what a potter does? You ever seen them? They'll take a little round ball of clay about like that. And you know, they put it down there and a little water on it. And first thing you know, they got a big old pot. But you know, sometimes that don't work just right. Well, they don't throw the clay away. You know, it'll come out to be wrong. It ain't what they want. They don't throw the clay away. They just squish it all right back down, make it right back into that original, just like that first ball was, and they just slap it on there, and then they just start going again. Until they get what they want. You see, that's what God's doing to His bride.
We rejoice over thee with joy, with joy. Rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing. It's the Lord thy God.
You are free if you can believe it. You are free if you can believe it. As your faith is, be it unto you. That's what it is. As your faith is, be it unto you. You're free if you can believe.
We will rejoice.
revealed word is what sets us free. We will rest in His love. He will join over thee with singing as the Lord thy God. In the victory is mighty, is mighty, is mighty. One more time before we go. What is He? The Lord thy God in the midst of thee. And Morphe. Bringing the Son of Man, the Word made alive.
Rejoice,
rejoice. He will rest in His love. He will join over thee with singing as the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, is mighty. Is mighty. Lord Jesus, we thank You for tonight. And we pray that what we've said has been according to Your word. We believe You, Lord. We believe Your word is the only thing that can set any of us free. Just reveal Yourself unto us by Thy word, Lord, that we can walk therein. Forgive our sins. We know that we're nothing but just sinners. We all need a Savior. Because, Lord, we're just that away. But yet You're trying Your best to take over in us and lead us. And just let people understand, Lord. Let those that hear the tapes and all understand that Thy grace has been granted unto us. And Lord, the little personal thoughts of our own put in there that about where we've been, what we've tried to do, You know better than I do about it. That I've tried to preach Your word. I've tried to preach it the way You wanted it. I messed up a lot of times, Lord. I got myself in the way and done a lot of things I didn't need to be doing. But yet, Lord, You promised it. You promised that You'd bring the message through the ministry. Through the fivefold ministry, You'd bring the message until they'd be a ministry. Upon the earth and the bride. And Lord, we thank You that maybe You just let us be a little part of it. Now just bless us and guide us, Father. Teach us now and help us to look to You. Bless us on the highways home. Take care of everybody, Lord. Just have Your way now in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate